reconvene at the Liberty Conspiracy. I'm Gardner Goldsmith. Nice to have you here. LRN.FM, if you're streaming us. The Liberty Radio Network affiliates, if you're listening over the airwaves. Good to have you along for the ride, everybody. From now until midnight Eastern U.S. time, you can be part of the conversation. You can email me at libertyconspiracy@yahoo.com. The phone number is 603-835-3360, or you can Skype me. It's GARDNER.Goldsmith. That's GARDNER.Goldsmith on Skype. I love Skype. It's a lot of fun. And later in the program, we'll be joined by the founder of the Freedom Book Club, Ferb. Comrade Ferb Furbish will be joining us to talk about a number of stories, lots of big stories. In fact, one of the major stories we're going to be discussing has to do with economics and money. See, it gives me an opportunity to talk about, you know, real freedom in your exchanges and play Pink Floyd, you know, which is always cool, I think, right? But before we get to that subject, and specifically, we're going to be talking about college loans from the government and how terrible it might be if the rates go up. Oh, God, no! See, I hit that with the beat there, you know? Anyway. But first, let's get to some of the news for you, okay? Let's start off with the latest about Edward Snowden. And I want to start this program with this information because the story about the United States government invading millions of people's privacy all around the world is being twisted by many people in the pop media outlets to be about the man who got the information to us, Edward Snowden. And I don't appreciate that. Not a fan. So, let's take the opportunity to read from the man himself a statement from Edward Snowden today in Moscow. This comes to us from thetelegraph.co.uk. Wow, strange. I don't remember seeing this in the Boston Globe. But anyway, we'll continue with this information. I think it's great. And good for Edward Snowden to be so upfront. And you can tell this man, by his terminology, he understands a lot that libertarians understand. And in fact, we know that he donated to Ron Paul's campaign. So here it is. Very smart man. And here's what he has to say. 1 week ago, I left Hong Kong after it became clear that my freedom and safety were under threat for revealing the truth. My continued liberty has been owed to the efforts of friends new and old, family, and others who I have never met and probably never will. I trusted them with my life, and they returned that trust with a faith in me for which I will always be thankful. On Thursday, how many fingers am I holding up, police squad? Thursday. On Thursday, President Obama declared, this of course is not in his letter, but I figured I would add it, embellishment. On Thursday, President Obama, honey pie, declared before the world that he would not permit any diplomatic wheeling and dealing over my case. Yet now it is being reported that after promising not to do so, the president ordered his vice president to pressure the leaders of nations from which I have requested protection to deny my asylum petitions. This kind of deception from a world leader is not justice, and neither is the extra legal penalty of exile. These are the old bad tools of political aggression. Excellent. Well stated, perfectly stated. Their purpose is to frighten, not me, but those who would come after me. Get it? Right, absolutely. Those who would follow in his footsteps. And to bring up something, the penalty of exile, this is quite interesting. Because it is, as anarcho-capitalists often say, it is a result of political borders, arbitrary, invisible lines between this statutory group that rules over you or that statutory group that rules over another group of people, that we come up with these arbitrary lines where people begin to say, oh no, that person can't cross that invisible line because they'll take away a job from me, as opposed to someone who lives in the next town over taking a job from you or someone moving from another state. It's called freedom. And the more competition there is, the more freedom there is, the more competition it is, there is, the more competition there is, the lower the prices are, and the more the consumer can save, which betters his life, gives him more choices. But we'll get into the economics later. Let's continue with Mr. Snowden. For decades, the United States of America has been one of the strongest defenders of the human right to seek asylum. Sadly, this right, laid out and voted for by the U.S. in Article 14 of the U.S. of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, is now being rejected by the current government of my country. The Obama administration has now adopted the strategy of using citizenship as a weapon. Although I am convicted of nothing, it has unilaterally revoked my passport, leaving me a stateless person. Without any judicial order, the administration now seeks to stop me exercising a basic right, a right that belongs to everybody, the right to seek asylum. Remember, this was done by the executive branch. They did not go to any branch of the judiciary or Congress. Obama's not supposed to have that power. Sort of like, oh, let me see. When FDR imprisoned hundreds of thousands of Japanese Americans. Oh, sorry. We'll get into that a little later with Ferb when he joins us from the Freedom Book Club. In the end, the Obama administration is not afraid of whistleblowers like me, Bradley Manning, or Thomas Drake. We are stateless, imprisoned, or powerless. No. The Obama administration is afraid of you. It is afraid of an informed, angry public demanding the constitutional government it was promised, and it should be afraid. I am unbowed in my convictions and impressed at the efforts taken by so many. Edward Joseph Snowden. Hooray for you, sir. I don't know where you are, if you ever get to listen to this, but good for you. I mean, you know, what else? I don't want to get... I mean, it's just amazing. Now, while we have an opportunity, I want to turn to, let's see, what shall I do? I want to turn to a statement from Dianne Feinstein as she is questioned about the Fourth Amendment and Edward Snowden's revelations. This is a big, big deal because she lies through her teeth. And then in the next segment, I'll play Glenn Greenwald explaining how she did it. Make sure we've got proper volume here for you. Oh, she's just sick. She is a disgusting, disgusting creature.
Well, it's protection against search and seizure. The program here has nothing.
So someone says, how does the NSA program, how does PRISM jibe with the Fourth Amendment? And he begins to quote the Fourth Amendment, and then she interrupts him. He begins to say that a judge must issue a warrant upon probable cause, and she starts to basically deconstruct it and paste it together by pulling things out and interpreting it. Dianne Feinstein, U.S. Senator.
Well, it's protection against search and seizure. The program here has nothing. The program here is legal. It has been passed by the Department of Justice as a legal program. It is carefully audited. You have inspectors generals independently looking at it. It is reviewed by the court every 3 months.
Now, let's stop. She has lied at least twice there, overtly lied. Glenn Greenwald has seen the FISA court's rulings about the program she's discussing. This is the one that they began to allow last year in December without any warrants whatsoever. For 12 months, the government can spy on people. A FISA judge issued a ruling. This ruling was kept top secret, which is fascinating in a country that's supposed to have a jurisprudential system. It shows you how bogus the FISA court is. But the FISA judge ruled that program that they started in 2012 is bogus.
Hey, asswipe, where'd you get that Sansucci amplifier?
I got it at Stereos and Stuff, Jagoff, and it only cost me $9.99.
$9.99? What a deal! For the amplifier and the tuner?
Yeah, and that's not all, shitface. I also got an anti-static record cloth and two HLH Crowd Quadio Quattro Quirk 3000 speakers that you're drooling all over, scumbag.
Only $9.99? I must be some sort of Neanderthal for not having gone down to stereos and stuff and got one already. I gotta fire up some money. God, I got my head on my ass sometimes.
If you've got your head up your ass about stereos, come to Stereos and Such, located at the Bergen Shopping Mall.
Reconvene, Liberty Conspiracy Radio. Nice to have you here. Hopefully we're doing some good stuff for you. All right, hitting the post of political disputation, I'm Gardner Goldsmith, and I hope you'll go to our website. It's libertyconspiracy.com because freedom is out of fashion nowadays. Lots of excellent, excellent pro-freedom websites out there. And I do hope that you get to listen to the other radio shows that are on LRN.FM if you're streaming us. And if you're listening to us over the airwaves, thank you very much for finding us on the radio. Or if you're hosting us on one of your stations, thank you for bringing LRN onto your radio waves. Good to have you here. And don't forget, we rely on your donations at Liberty Conspiracy. So, you know, if you have the opportunity, check out the Support the Conspiracy button. I'm just about to send out the money to Podomatic for the hosting of our 20 gigs worth of audio that is at the Podomatic host website. Okay, I want to get back to the story about Edward Snowden. And Dianne Feinstein left one of the Senate buildings just the other day, and she was asked a question about this, about the Fourth Amendment, the unconstitutional FISA eavesdropping program that was expanded with an amendment back in December of 2012 to allow for 1 year of listening to a foreigner. But of course, if there's an American on the line, then it's surveillance of an American without a warrant. And as I mentioned last night, the Constitution does not specify, and for those people who are anarcho-capitalists like me or voluntarists like me, I understand I'm speaking on the constitutional side, but I want to draw people in who might be on the Tea Party side or, you know, have believed that the Constitution is going to hold their rights together while these jackals rip it apart, rip the carcass of the Constitution apart. It's not going to happen. Rip your rights apart. Dianne Feinstein is one of the most evil people, I think, to have walked the earth of what is the contiguous United States. She is just an abhorrent creature and incredibly crooked, incredibly deceptive, and, of course, doesn't uphold her oath to the Constitution. So the idea is that they'll tell us is that, well, we're listening to a foreigner, so it's not a problem. Oh, I see. Okay. So, as I mentioned, the Constitution doesn't specify that the rights that are being protected are only for Americans. It doesn't indicate that the government is prohibited from doing certain things to only Americans. It's that the government is prohibited from doing certain things. That's it. Period. Put a full stop on it. Or as Victor Borge would say, like that. Those little sound effects. He was funny. And a very well-versed musician. The guy was amazing. So, let's go back to Dianne Feinstein, as she claims that this stuff that was revealed by Edward Snowden is legal. It's clearly not.
Well, it's protection against search and seizure. The program here has nothing. The program here is legal. It is.
So the person asking the question tried to say, but you have to have a warrant issued by a real judge. And she just goes on with her blather.
And passed by the Department of Justice as a legal program. It is carefully audited. You have inspectors generals independently looking at it. It is reviewed by the court every 3 months.
Okay. So all of the stuff that she's saying is false. because for various reasons. First of all, and there's one more.
And the court, when they pass out one document, which was the document that was revealed, which said it could continue for another 3 months, the court also passes another statement, which puts strictures on the program for the remaining 3 months.
Okay. It was found to have been patently unconstitutional by a FISA judge. That was a secret document that was revealed by Edward Snowden. No one would have known. But it doesn't even matter because the FISA judge himself is unconstitutional. It's just sort of nice that the guy actually happened to mention, oh, by the way, this is not a constitutional program. Now I want to go to Glenn Greenwald. As Glenn Greenwald was speaking to, he was on Democracy Now! June 24th.
Dianne Feinstein is outright lying when she says that she doesn't know of any instances of abuse at the National Security Agency, leaving aside the fact that there have been several different reports by ABC News, by the New York Times, of the NSA abusing its eavesdropping powers over the last 4 years. There is a 2011 opinion, 80 pages long, from the FISA court, the secret court that oversees the NSA. And what it ruled, although the opinion is top secret and hasn't been publicly released, what it ruled is that the way in which the NSA is spying on American citizens is in violation of the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution, as well as in excess of the limitations imposed by the statute, the FISA Amendments Act of 2008. In other words, that what the NSA is doing is both unconstitutional and illegal. And so, although the public doesn't have access to that opinion, shockingly, that in a democracy you could have a court rule the government has violated the law and the Constitution and keep it all a secret, Dianne Feinstein has access to that opinion. And so when she says into the camera that there's no evidence that she's aware of that the NSA has abused its spying powers, she's simply lying because she knows that the claim she's making is false. Secondly, as far as the outrage that she expressed, that Obama officials routinely express over the fact that China is hacking into our military installations and the like, she's right, they are doing that. But one of the things that these documents exposed and that Mr. Snowden exposed to China is that the United States is not only hacking into China's military systems, but also its civilian systems. And part of the reason why the Chinese government was unable to turn Snowden over to the U.S., even had they wanted to, was because public opinion in China and in Hong Kong was so enraged by that revelation that their text messages are being directed into NSA repositories that they simply couldn't, consistent with public opinion, hand Snowden over to the United States.
Excellent, excellent stuff. And good job for Democracy Now! On the privacy stuff, they're doing a really good job. I wish on economics they would recognize that civil liberties extends all the way over to your private financial transactions with other individuals on every aspect of your life. But we're just libertarians. We're a little bit more consistent on that stuff. And I don't say that with any sort of braggadocio or anything like that. It's just prima facie. Now, at least I think so anyway. So we get the opportunity to talk about this a little bit more with Ferb when we return from our next commercial break. But to lay it out right now, Edward Snowden is still evidently in a Russian airport in the transit zone, which is considered not to be Russian territory. And they're not certain whether he's going to be able to get over to Ecuador or not. There are threats that the Vice President of the United States is making towards Russia, towards other countries, if they do anything to help Edward Snowden stay away from the illegal, unconstitutional state that sucks your neighbor's tax money and threatens your neighbor with imprisonment if he or she doesn't pay. So I've had some conversations with people about what they think democracy is. And last night I got to play a little bit of Glenn Greenwald, and he mentioned something that I wish would be amplified. He said, you know, at least tell us what you're doing so that we can decide whether we want this done or not. But what Glenn Greenwald is missing is that the we he's discussing is sort of a plebiscite idea of through government we can decide whether we want this done or not. That's still not we. We means the individual chooses himself through the free market. We'll return.